Goosies galore. Bum.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Goosies galore.
Wow. My button bar works, Leroy. This is very exciting.
Does that mean we could double team on people?
Goosey!
Wow, this is very exciting.
Goosey!
Bum.
Wow.
Bum.
Oh, you're in trouble, Leroy.
Why do I feel like I'm going to be the one to get...
What do you mean? We're good now, baby. We got all the, I mean, I'm going to use these powers for good, of course.
No, you're not.
I'm going to use them for good.
No, you're not.
Goosies galore.
Wow.
Who's that guy?
Hmm?
Who's that?
Ed's in there and Steph's in there.
Huh?
Ed's in there and Steph's in there.
He got a shirt I've never seen before, and I've been there longer than him.
The Common Odyssey shirt?
The Common Odyssey shirt? The staff yeah. shirt? Do you want one of those? You want me to send you? I got a bunch of Odyssey points to distribute. You want some?
Wait, you gotta distribute Odyssey points?
You don't have to. I just happen to have some.
Oh.
Yeah, I just have. The only thing I can afford to get with my Odyssey points is a decoder ring.
I'm like 10 points away from a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've been saving up.
Goosey!
Wow.
It's like a kid with a Christmas
This is
toy
so here. Exciting.
Oh, bum.
Ben Johnson.
Bum.
Wow. So exciting. Anyway, the Dolphins yesterday played to a tie. So, you know, they're back at it this week. They'll take on the Detroit Lions. They will have joint practice with Man Campbell. Mike McDaniel will not fight.
Are they
anybody.
Go Wednesday, Thursday, or
sure
just?
About that?
He's not going to fight him, dude.
We sure about that?
Do you think that he's going to go for Dan Campbell? And he goes,
Vlad.
Listen, what?
Don't have your game plan get somebody another grown man ass kicked.
I'm just saying they need to take that. They need to get that moniker. They need to get this nasty narrative that they're soft. They're SAWFT.
But
soft.
Fighting ain't gonna fix that.
You know what's gonna fix that? Winning in December.
Nah.
That's what's going to fix that.
But
nothing
you know
is
what? You're
nothing,
right.
Nothing is going to happen if they win
but
the training camp fight in August.
You got to set the tone. Listen, you just went against little brother.
You know how they set the tone for me, Vlad?
What's that?
First play of the game, sweep.
So, you better run between
as much as you want to fight and all that, that set the tone for me.
He can't help who he is. He can't help who he is.
He's never been this guy, though.
He can't help. Well, I don't know. He likes his toys and he likes his razzle dazzle.
You like your toys and you like razzle dazzle.
I do.
But you'll fight.
But am I going to fight in an August practice, Vlad? I'll be like, hey, see you in December. That's where I got to win.
You wanted to fight during Tommy's flag football game.
That ref was a bum.
Okay, then. You see what I'm saying?
That ref was a bum. I wanted to fight the bus driver today because it was the first day of school. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what happened.
It was 8:11 was supposed to be the bus pickup. And then I'm like, hey, you know, because I'm usually leave earlier than that when I come down here. And, you know, my daughter's in eighth grade. There was a bunch. It was like probably 20 kids waiting at the bus stop. And I'm like, all right. She's like, I can handle it, Dad. I can wait for the bus. I'm like, all right, I got you on location. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, fine. So I go off and I get bloop, bloop. It's 8:18. Bloop, bloop. I'm on the turnpike. Bloop, bloop. No bus. Just getting to Boynton. If I don't go to Boynton, then the next exit's not for a while. I'm like, fine. I'm turning around. I'm going to come get you. I'll drop you off at school. Because by this point, I can drop her off at school. Because at middle school, they don't let them in the school until like, God knows when, until tomorrow, because we're doing early drop-off. That doesn't start till day two of school. Go figure that one out. What do I need for day two? Give me day one. Anyway, I turn around, and wouldn't you know it, as soon as I get off my exit, going back north.
Bus comes.
Yeah, the bus is here. Awesome. Great, honey. Have a great day at school. This bum bus driver showed up 15 minutes late.
I would fire that bum. That bus driver.
Yeah, but there's traffic.
Nah, there was a reason why 8:11. Today is 8:11.
Nothing is supposed to be at 8:11. If it's at 8:11, that's an exact time.
Because of today's the exact date, August 11th, 8:11.
This guy had one job on the first day of school.
That's it. Get the kids at 8:11.
So other than that, how was the trip?
The trip was fine once I got going. I just wasted 20 minutes because I went 10 minutes south and then had to Yui it back because I thought my daughter was going to be stuck not getting to school. So, you know, that was the only issue. But then, of course, as soon as I got back north, the bus arrived. I'm like, great. Awesome. That's tremendous. I'm glad that I got to see my little tour of the turnpike north, south and north. But tomorrow won't be an issue because tomorrow I can just drop her off early and, you know, she can go do her school activities in the school. You know, this waiting for the bus. Because last year, the bus driver quit middle of the year. And it was like we had the Quinn Ewers of bus drivers after that. He really, he was not reliable. He was taking sacks. He was, like, all over the place. Never knew when he was going to show up. I'm just like, forget this. I need a franchise bus driver. And I'm not shaming bus drivers. I know it's a, look, I've heard the stories. I remember being a kid on a bus. It's a thankless job. They're miserable little bastards. Okay, I get it. But you can't show up 15 minutes late. Like you got to be on time. I'm sorry. You have to. In the morning? On the first day of school?
Why you call the bus driver the Quinn Ewers of football?
Dude.
The bus driver.
Last year's bus drivers were the starting bus driver just quit. He tapped out in the middle of the school year. And then they had replacement bus drivers. And they were 50-50 to show up. And I just was like, forget it. I'm just taking you to school myself every day. Like, this is ridiculous. You know, it was a coin flip. It was crazy. Cat for Life says, even the bus driver from The Simpsons showed up on time. Yeah, Otto. Even if he was high as a kite. Oh, my goodness. All right. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bum. Oh, I'm so excited to have this. Take a break. We're back after this.